So, to Afghanistan, President Obama seemed pretty happy with everything that happened over the weekend in Afghanistan.
Although the process was messy, I'm pleased to say that the final outcome was determined in accordance with Afghan law.
Messy process? Well, at least 70% of the electorate stayed home in the voting that resulted in the non-runoff election. Hamid Karzai is the president, and he was speaking about what happens now in Afghanistan this morning at his first news conference since being reelected.
As I've said many times before, I don't have an opposition. I don't have any personality or any group as my opposition, and I don't want to be opposed to anybody. That's why I don't have a political party. So my government will be for all Afghans, and all those who want to work with me are most welcome, regardless of whether they opposed me in the election or whether they supported me in the election.
Well, by the most generous count, if you throw out the obviously corrupt votes in the Afghan election, Hamid Karzai received half of 30% of the eligible voters in Afghanistan. That hardly constitutes a mandate. What does it constitute? Tony Karen joins us. He's a senior editor at Time.com. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony.
It seems to me that your theory is actually a pretty interesting one, that this outcome was the preferred option of Barack Obama and the Obama administration that has spent so much time talking about how democratic legitimacy in Afghanistan is the hallmark of its policy there. Do you agree with that, that Obama is thrilled with this outcome?
I don't think he's thrilled with this outcome. I think, frankly, we've been led on a merry dance to see the outcome of the election as the prime measure of legitimacy, which it can't possibly be because, as you noted, so many people stayed away from the polls. I think that this whole exercise has been one in trying to leverage Karzai into behaving more and into governing more along the lines that the U.S. wants him to do, to be more inclusive, to cut out corruption and so on. And so we all knew that this was going to be the outcome, and this exercise has been quite meaningless in terms of Afghan legitimacy.
So does that mean that Karzai has to deliver the Taliban in some sort of legitimate power-sharing form for the Obama administration to give him credibility and for the Afghan people to consider him someone with any sort of power to move forward?
Well, I think that it's a little more complicated than that. I think that is Karzai's instinct is to talk to everybody. I think he's quite genuine there. Remember, he was parachuted in 2002 and had to, you know, make do, and he makes do by making deals with whoever has power on the ground. So I think quite legitimately he wants to talk to the Taliban. And the Obama administration understands that ultimately there's going to be a political solution here that will involve the Taliban. Frankly, they're fighting right now because they believe, you know, until the Taliban doesn't think it can win the war, it's not going to actually sue for peace. So that is what is required of Karzai. But at the moment, they see that the corruption of the Karzai regime on the ground is actually delivering the people to the Taliban, or at least the, you know, things on the ground to the Taliban. So it needs him to deliver good governance and also, you know, obviously to negotiate with the Taliban ultimately.
You know, let me give you a really cynical theory here. Now that Karzai is the president and President Obama says it was messy, but it was sort of democratic, does this set the stage for a U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan that, as far as the American people are concerned, Obama can say, hey, we won, it's now up to the Afghans?
Well, that would be... It would be right. Take a bit of a stretch of the imagination, given what, you know, might happen immediately after the U.S. withdrawing. I mean, I think that it's definitely for domestic consumption that, you know, we have this election and so on. But I think it's ready to justify staying there. I don't think Obama is going to want to be the president who is called the man who lost Afghanistan, whether that's legit or not. He doesn't want to go into the next election having sort of seen the Taliban storming into all sorts of territory in Afghanistan. I think, like it or not, he is going to escalate and send more troops to Afghanistan, even if he thinks it's a short-term fix to try and, you know, fight the Taliban to a standstill and then negotiate a terms of withdrawal.
And that's a decision that's going to be made in the next couple of weeks, according to administration officials. All right, well, then let's turn it around and focus on a question that you think is central. So how difficult is it going to be for the Obama administration, given the events of the last weekend, to sell the American public on what even constitutes a victory in Afghanistan?
Well, I think that is a really tough question, because I think that in its heart of hearts, or the Obama administration really knows that there's not going to be a decisive victory in Afghanistan at best. Even McChrystal says we need 40,000 more troops to stop the Taliban winning, not to have the UN win. So I think that they're going to have to muddle through with the message that, you know, focusing more on the negative, i.e. the consequences of what will happen if the U.S. withdraws, rather than on the sort of achievement of what will happen if it stays.
Meanwhile, the Taliban has a pretty easy argument to the people of Afghanistan. We won. We shut down the election. The runoff had to be canceled. Most people stayed home. We're basically the winners.
Well, yes. I mean, they're definitely buoyed by this because, as you said, they'll claim the 70% stay away from the polls as a vote for them. Obviously, it isn't. But the Taliban is certainly, feeling the wind at its back and feeling, both militarily and politically, that it's doing a lot better than its enemies in Afghanistan.
And is it possible to fight the Taliban to some sort of standoff that would constitute a victory? I mean, is there political maneuvering with the Taliban, in your view?
Well, I think that will certainly come, and that will certainly involve sort of regional actors from Pakistan to Saudi Arabia and people who've had influence traditionally with the Taliban. Fighting it to a standstill is a tougher one. I think that it sounds, by all accounts, that the strategy will be more about defending the cities, which really puts the U.S. in a position eerily similar to that of the Soviets in Afghanistan in the late 80s.
Interesting. Tony Caron is a senior editor at Time.com. His argument is on Time.com that the U.S. wanted the opposition leader Abdullah Abdullah to drop out and the runoff in Afghanistan to be canceled. Thanks so much for being with us, Tony.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.